Hey, Joe.
Hey.
Talk a little bit about, in the long run, how the absence and the loss of Eric Steinbach has affected the offensive line.
Well, I think, you know, anytime you lose somebody like Eric, it's going to be tough finding somebody to replace him because he was such a good player for us. But with that being said, I think Pinkston's done an excellent job coming in. He's getting better every single week. He's doing a really good job. He's had some good tests here with some good guys he's had to block. And I think we're really happy with where he is right now.
Joe, why do you think it takes the offense so long to get going?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. I think this week's going to be a lot about trying to figure out why it kind of takes us so long to get started. I mean, that's kind of been what's happened in a couple of these games that we played here. But I think when you look at the grand scheme of things, it all comes down to execution and executing early. Now, what's the cause of not executing early on? I'm not sure, but that's certainly something that we're going to need to find an answer for this week so we can start early and often against Seattle.
On the Browns' last possession there, you needed just a few yards. It seemed like they kept trying to force the ball in on double coverage. On those plays, is there other reads available, other options?
I don't know. That's a good question for Colt or Coach because I don't really know the all the quarterback reads. I know the protection, stuff like that, but couldn't tell you what's supposed to happen with the throws.
Hey, Joe, can you talk a little bit about the fact that when you guys kind of have a game plan where you're going to feature Peyton Hillis and really kind of try to get him rolling, what impact does it have on your offense when he suffers that hamstring injury so early on in the game?
Well, that was a little tough because we really wanted to feed Peyton early and often in this game. And when he came down with that injury early, you kind of got to scramble a little bit, decide what you want to do going forward. I think also a little bit of that was the way that Oakland was playing us. I mean, they were doing a lot of things that kind of broke tendencies, and they were trying to pressure us with 6, 7, 8 man blitzes to stop the run, but also to try to bring one more blitzer than we have a blocker to make Bolt throw hot. So it was a little bit tough, but when Peyton kind of went down, so I'm hoping that he can get healthy and that we can feed him a bunch next week.
Joe, you guys have taken a little bit of heat on the line for protection, but do you feel that there's times that the protection's good, that maybe Colt leaves the pocket a little bit too soon?
I don't think so. I think Colt's done a really good job. I mean, sometimes when you see him running around, it's just the fact of, like I just said, we've got a 6-man protection and they're bringing a 7th man. We can't block him, so he's either got to throw hot immediately or he's got to try to break, contain, and get out of the pocket and throw on the run. And I think that's what he's had to do a bunch this past week especially.
Hey, Joe, how do you think Coach Shermer's handled, you know, you guys are kind of, you know, lost back-to-back games and then there's off-the-field issues he's got to deal with. How do you think he's been able to handle that?
I think he's done a great job. I mean, he did a great job of handling the distractions that we had last week and helping us stay focused on the task at hand. And I think he's just done a really, really good job.
How do you feel when guys complain to us about, you know, lack of playing time or not being used the right way?
I think you could look at it two ways. You could look at it as, you know, they're selfish, or you could look at it as the guys are competitors. They want to win. They want the ball in their hands. They have great confidence. And that's kind of the way I look at it. I mean, I think that it's a good thing. We got guys in this offense that want the ball. They have confidence in their abilities. They're going to demand the ball in crunch time. And I think those are the type of guys that you need on your offense and you want. So I don't think that's a negative at all.
Joe, does this team need to establish an ability to throw the ball downfield successfully for you guys to run successfully and keep 8 guys out of the box all the time?
I think it's important to always have a balanced offense. You don't want to just be primarily a down-the-field throw team. You don't want to just be a running team. You don't want to just be a short throw team. You got to have good balance, and I think it's important to take your shots in the game just as much as it is to run the ball and to throw some quick passes.
Hey, Joe, it is only after five games, but as a guy who signed on to be here for a long time, do you feel like this team is making progress?
Yeah, I do. I think every week we are making good progress. I think guys are making individual progress. We're finding out more about ourselves. We're learning more about how the offense fits with the personnel that we have. And I think, you know, sometimes it always doesn't show with the scoreboard or wins and losses, but I definitely do think we are making progress, moving in the right direction.
Joe, is it hard for you to identify what the personality of this offense is, what it's supposed to be, or do you know what the personality of this offense is? Has it taken one on, and do you know what it's going to be?
Well, that's a tough question, because I think when you look at what we want to do in the run game, you know, Peyton's kind of been nicked up here several times, so we really haven't been able to use him 100% in the way we want to. And so I think part of that also is a couple games, the last two games, we've kind of got ourselves in a hole early on, and sometimes the score kind of dictates the plays that are going to be called, and you kind of have to go off script and maybe throw the ball more or run different routes, things like that, in order to try to get yourself back in that game. So I don't think we've seen kind of who we are as an offense in the last couple weeks, mainly, though, because of us getting behind early on and having to kind of turn it into a big-time passing game.
Joe is a veteran and a team leader and a voice in the room. I mean, is it easy as to say because of new systems, certainly offensively, different on the defensive side of the ball, coaching staff and youth? I mean, would you say a lot of this is to be expected, that it's going to be a progression and that fans need to somewhat be aware of that?
Well, you know, the fans can think whatever they want, but I think it's important for us as a team to not fall into the trap of taking those easy excuses that we're a young team or we're trying to install new offense and defensive systems without an offseason. Because as soon as you let yourself fall into the trap of those excuses, you kind of relax a little bit and you think it's okay to not go out and win. And that's not what you want. You need to brush any excuse that's available aside and just focus on the task of winning, which is the only thing that's important, because nobody cares at the end of the season what the conditions or the excuses were. All they care about is what your record is, and I think that's what the focus of this team is going to be.
Hey, Joe, can you talk a little bit about Alex Mack playing yesterday, only 13 days after his surgery?
Well, I wish I could say I was surprised, but knowing Alex for 3 years and seeing the type of competitor, the type of player that he is, the type of toughness that he has, to me it never was really in doubt that he was going to play. I know he was in a great deal of pain, especially early on in the week. He didn't get to practice, but I think he was going to be out there, unless he was in a wheelchair, he was going to be out there playing, and I think he did a really nice job, especially considering the fact he didn't practice all week and he was coming off of organ surgery only 2 weeks before.
All right, Joe, that's all. Thanks for taking time out of your day to talk to us.
All right, thanks.